present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Gene Marsh in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. Well, once again, our four contestants are going to compete against each other and try and speak for 60 seconds on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card if they can. And we'll start the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, can you talk on the subject of sparklers for just a minute, starting now?
Well, I was at a birthday party recently, and instead of candles on the cake, it was sparklers, and a very pretty sight it made, and they offered me a slice of it. But I was afraid, while it was being cut, of being burned with these bits that were coming out of these, mentioned sparklers, yes, sparklers. And I'm allowed to say that twice, because it's on the card, isn't it? And the other thing, of course, sparklers always makes you think of is jewellery, diamonds. Often have this appellation attached to them. One thinks of the Eustace diamonds. One thinks of the Curry.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Redition of diamonds.
Yes, you repeated the diamonds twice.
Well, they're a girl's best friend, aren't they?
Got away from the sparklers and went on to diamonds. Derek, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that. You have 23 seconds. The subject is sparklers and you start now.
I remember a little concert party in Prestatyn in North Wales that I used to be taken to by my Aunt Beatrice, who lives there, and there was a group called the Sparklers who used to play most beautifully, all kinds of things. They had lovely hats on, Pierrot hats, and bumbles going down the jumpers.
And Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of hats.
Yes, you had too many hats on those sparklers. 9 seconds are left, Peter. You have a correct challenge, a point, and the subject, and you start now.
I can remember the smell of the bonfire at my old school and the roasting potatoes and these sparklers, people running about hither and thither and round about the farm.
Oh, dear.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes, which tells us that 60 seconds is up, gains the extra point. Peter Jones was doing it on that occasion, so he has a lead at the end of that round. Derek, will you begin the next round? The subject is the three witches. Will you talk about them, if you can, 60 seconds, starting now?
The three witches. Well, first of all, of course, there's witch, W-H-I-C-H. Which way are you going today? Interrogatory word. And then there's witch, meaning a sorcerer, worshipper of the devil. And then spelt with a Y, it can mean witch alder or witch elm or witch hazel. But I suppose if one really thinks of the three witches, one goes back to the Bard, to Shakespeare, to Macbeth, the three weird sisters. And it's frightfully unlucky to talk about them in any theatre. Double ditto toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Oh, I'd love to play one of those parts. You can play with great long hair
and crazy voice and make noises like that.
What? You said play twice.
You did say play twice.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, quite right. Jolly good. Very good.
Oh, it's obvious what she's doing. She's getting right on the end of it. With only a few seconds to go, she's getting in on the end.
Good if you don't play it as often as you do, Kenny.
Yeah, she's very nasty.
Jean, the subject is the three witches. You have a point for a correct challenge. You have 5 seconds left, starting now.
Round the corner from my house, there's a marvellous pub called the Three Witches. So...
The end of the round, Derek Nimmo, Jean Marsh and Peter Jones are all equal in the lead. Peter, will you begin the next round? What I would like right now, that is a subject that Ian Messon's thought of. Would you talk about it or on it or round about it for just a minute, starting now?
I would like this roof to be pushed back and the sunshine to pour in on everybody and fresh air. Then a fanfare of trumpets which would precede the sound of the Coldstream Guards band marching down the aisle. It would liven the whole place up. Then a dozen waiters with trays full of ice-cold Australian beer, which would be distributed free to everybody who wanted some. And I would...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation. He's got no right to plug Australian beer in this.
deviating. I think he's every right, because the programme is very popular in Australia. And he wasn't deviating from the subject, Kenneth, so he gets a point for that. And there are 29 seconds for you to continue with the Australian beer, anything you like.
Then, when we'd drunk enough of it, we would push the seats to the walls and all dance madly to the band of the Coast.
And the Coastal Guards came in again.
Well, some would say you can't have too much of a good thing, but I'm afraid in just a minute you can if you repeat it. There are 22 seconds left for you, Derek, now, on what I would like right now, starting now.
Well, I would like the Royal Marines and the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders to come in with trays filled with champagne and great bottles of Alka-Seltzer for us to consume afterwards, and then toast and marmalade and crumpet for tea, and jelly eels. Who's doing the batting? Stop
it. I am.
Why?
You're not allowed to advertise. The BBC Charter doesn't allow it. You can't mention Alka-Seltzer as a patent name.
You've mentioned it as well now.
Oh, did I?
He was deviating by doing so. So we give you the subject, Kenneth, and there are 7 seconds on what I would like right now, starting now.
Would be to be taken in a dirigible. Nothing could be more beautiful than to float silently over the Earth's surface. Yes, that means I've got a point, doesn't it? I've got a point there, haven't I?
You've got 2 points. You've got also one for speaking when the whistle went. You are in second place. Equal with Jean Marsh, 1 point behind Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones, who are equal in the lead.
That's the same as being last, isn't it?
So it's... <don't worry. laughs> Kenneth, your turn to begin again. The subject, Kubla Khan. Would you talk about him if you can? Just a minute, starting now.
Well, I suppose the line that comes to mind is the Coleridge in Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree. One thinks of him in this rather cultivated fashion, whereas when we realize he was a descendant of Genghis, we're told by historians, done to death millions of people in abbeys, pyramids of skulls as commemoration of the event. Well, I don't think that kind of thing can possibly be approved of in decent company. We don't want those sort of people about. In fact, that whole tribe I would consign cheerfully to oblivion. That is where all such wickedness rightfully belongs to...
Jean Marsh has challenged.
Wickedness, twice.
Yes, you're right, Jean. And you have the subject of Kubla Khan, and there are 10 seconds left starting now.
When I lived in Stoke Newington, next door to me abided Rashida and Kubla Khan, who owned the Star of India restaurant and who became great friends of mine.
Well, your friends gave you an extra point for speaking when the whistle went, Jean, and you're now in second place, 1 point behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, floral dancing. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
Floral dancing, yes, what a lovely subject on a warm day like today. Now, the nicest kind of floral dancing I've ever seen was on the Indonesian peninsula on an island called Bali. Absolutely beautiful, magnificent place. And there, in a village called Ubud, they do lovely floral dance. Yeah, sounding like Kenneth Williams, aren't I? But,
Kenneth Williams is
deviation. He's mentioned Kenneth Williams, and I'm nothing to do with floral dancing. I don't want the impression to go about people
getting deviation from the subject.
Flowers and doing dancing.
Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. You have a point. You have 36 seconds on floral dancing starting now.
All I know is what that song says. I felt so lonely standing there, for I could only stand and stare, for I had no maid with me. Lonesome, I should have to be in a quaint old Cornish town. Or something about the floral dance. It goes,
all together in the floral dance.
Charming little song about the floral dance. Yeah,
but
it?
You were challenged long before you got there.
Apropos?
Standing.
You did say stand twice. 30 seconds for you, Derek, on floral dancing starting now.
And these girls came in with jasmine flowers behind their ears to do a dance called the Labong, which is very beautiful. Now, also, as Kenneth Williams said...
Jean Marsh, a challenge.
Beautiful twice.
You get a point, Jean, and you have 21 seconds on floral dancing starting now.
The only official floral dancing is, as Kenneth Williams drew attention to, the one in Cornwall that takes place in Mevagissey. It happens on mid...
Peter Jones.
It takes place in Helston. It doesn't take place in Mevagisson.
How do you know? What right have you got? That's most ungallant. That lady... That lady's been all over Cornwall. She knows more about Cornwall than you've had hot dinners.
I've spent...
They put it about that
Cornwall.
It goes on in Helston, but it really goes
but
on.
But doesn't it also take place elsewhere, even though it is traditionally associated with Helston?
It actually started in Mevagisson.
So, 10.5 seconds for you, Jean, on floral dancing starting now.
It is a fertility rite practiced by the maidens of the aforesaid village in order to attract the young gentleman into marriage.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Do they know this in Mevagisson?
Yes. That's why it's got such a large population.
Give Peter Jones a bonus point for a good challenge, and we need the subject with Jean Marsh, who has 2 seconds to continue on floral dancing starting now.
They swathe themselves.
Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject is why I am not winning at the moment. To be perfectly fair, Peter, you're only 2 points behind our joint leaders. So would you talk on that subject for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Well, I'm not winning because, of course, I can't really play the game. And it's my opinion that if Shakespeare and Milton and Ivan Avello were taking part in it, they would repeat themselves and wander off the point in a delightful way, just like I do. Because, you see, it is a natural thing to say the same thing for effect, to pause for a moment, to supplement that...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Yes, quite right.
Yes. Derek gets a point in 32 seconds on why... Oh, this is interesting. The subject is, Derek, why I am not winning at the moment.
Well, I play chess by correspondence, and why I'm not winning at the
Peter
present,
Jones, a challenge.
Well, he is winning at the moment.
You're perfectly correct.
Yeah, so you're
What were you going to say, Derek?
You didn't listen to what I was saying, which I said, I play chess by correspondence, and why I'm not winning at the moment in my game of chess.
Ah, brilliant, brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yes. Right, Derek, you've got the subject back. There are 27 seconds left on why I'm not winning at the moment, starting now.
I'm a rather gloomy fellow. I don't have very winning ways, I'm afraid, and that's why I'm not winning at the moment. Your affection, the hearts of the audience, that is...
Jean Marsh has challenged.
Deviation. He has extremely winning ways and is very much loved.
Oh, yes. The audience judgment, which has made Derek smile...
What a creepy thing to do.
Realizes
she got herself a point there, hasn't she?
She gets a point in 19 seconds on why I'm not winning at the moment, starting now.
I am not winning at the moment because, according to Kenneth Williams, I'm not very prettily dressed. He reproved me when I arrived, saying...
Kenneth Nimmo,
deviation.
Judge.
This is going to make me look like a blackguard in the eyes of the
public.
My character.
But Derek Nimmo actually challenged.
Well, Jean is winning at the moment because she got that last point.
But no, she's not, actually. She's, you are point ahead of her.
Oh, am I?
So your challenge is incorrect. So Jean gets a point and she's in the lead now with you. So she has to continue with the subject. It's very interesting. For 11 seconds, if she can, why I'm not winning at the moment, starting now.
Why I am not winning at the moment is an absolute lie, because in fact, I am either in the lead or the co-lead with Derek Nimmo, and so I should...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Two leads.
Yeah, were two leads. Oh. Yes, what a pity. Co-lead is hyphenated. It's not fair, is it, really?
No, it isn't. Co-lead.
But I'm afraid you did use the word lead twice, so that is the game,
and
Derek got in with 3 seconds to go, starting now.
The subject is why I am not winning at the moment.
Derek got a lot of points in that round, including one for speaking when the whistle went, so he definitely is winning at the moment. 2 ahead of Jean Marsh, 5 ahead of Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams. Jean, your turn to begin. The subject, getting the best out of your radio. Can you talk on it for just a minute, starting now?
Getting the best out of your radio is very simple. As long as you buy the Radio Times and the Listener in order to know exactly what's on, and once you have purchased the same journals, flick... through the...
What? Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
No. Rotten man.
Rubbish.
Rubbish.
Yes, thank you.
47 seconds to continue, Gene, on getting the best out of your radio starting now.
The best way to get the best way out of your radio is to switch on at 6:15 twice a week, and then you will hear the most erudite and entertaining programs on the radio. It is on Channel 4, and one night...
Peter Jones is channeled.
Nothing is on at 6:15 twice.
It is.
What?
I didn't mean that. I was referring to two separate programs. There's something on at 6:15 every night. And I didn't say listen every night. I meant listen twice a week.
I right. see, yes,
and
all
if
right.
If you listen twice a night, you might get the best ones. Kenneth Williams, by the way, the laugh there was he was consoling Peter Jones beside him by giving him a gentle little chuck under the chin. Jean Marsh, you have another point and 31 seconds for getting the best out of your radio starting now.
To get the best out of your radio, you must listen to 20 questions, if only to hear Peter Jones' amusing and commanding way with his panel. Almost as good as Nicholas Parsons with this. Another evening that you must listen is...
Kenneth Williams.
Deviation. This is just flagrant flattery. I mean, I've never anything like it. She's just getting round the lot of
I
you.
Thought it was very
round me already. No.
Particularly when
she's
intelligent, actually.
Yes.
I think,
you know, most discerning thing I've ever heard on the programme, actually, for a long time. Oh. Didn't care for the first bit about 20 questions, but after that she was... Jean, you continue for 13 seconds on getting the best out of your radio starting now.
I have 5 radios and none of them work very well because I'm always having accidents with them. Like one I left in front of the fire and it melted and I called my father.
Peter Jones has challenged.
That's nothing to do with getting the best
oh,
out
yes,
of it.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's getting the worst
it's,
out of it, I
no,
think.
No,
in front
no, it,
of
is,
the fire.
It is. Because I took the best out of each radio, you see, and made one good radio out of the
Brilliant.
So I will do now work. What I did to Peter recently. I will give Jean Marsh a bonus point for a brilliant wriggle. I give Peter a point for a good challenge and the subject. And there are 5 seconds, Peter, with you now on getting the best out of your radio starting now.
Well, if you can melt it all down and make something else out of it altogether, that's probably the best thing to do.
The end of that round, Jean Marsh, with her 5 radios and her praise of all the chairman on radio and everything else, managed to get quite a lot of points, and she's now one ahead of Derek Nimmo. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject is The Time I Forgot Myself in Public. Why on earth do this wicked audience laugh so loud at me? Why should they assume that when you forgot yourself in public, it was outrageous? I don't know. Anyway, that's the subject, Kenneth. Can you talk on it for just a minute, starting now?
As an actor, the thing you must never forget in yourself is the ability to reproduce the thing which you have retained in your memory bank, so to speak, planted originally by the author. Now, occasionally I have forgotten these precepts, and I call to mind when I should have said, "Are you not moved by action and victory?" That came out as "viction and actory." It was done in public, therefore I'm fulfilling what is on the card. That is to say, it must have been witnessed in a place attended by the populace of whatever town one is inhabiting at the period. Question.
Well, something that hasn't happened for quite a long time, by hook or by crook and by... sheer style and determination and doggedness and impersonation and vocal...
Dexterity.
Dexterity. Kenneth Williams kept going for the full 60 seconds, so he gets a bonus point and 2 points.
And have leapt into the lead, you mean?
You have leapt, but you are still in fourth place.
Ah.
But we've had a good measure from you, Kenneth, and so we now move on to Derek Nimmo to begin the next... subject, and the subject is a good line. Can you talk on that, Derek, for just a minute, starting now?
A good line is very important if you're going fishing, particularly if it's made of nylon. I think it's terribly good, you know, these new ones that are made, these lines made from that aforementioned material. Because when you throw them in and you catch your salmon on the end, you can bring it up onto the bank and then take it home. It's very important to have a good line. Mind you, one of my favourite lines, too, is the one that goes from London to Liverpool, railway line. That's where my mummy lives, and she always likes me going home to see her, and I give her a cheery wave and say, "Hello, Mum, here I am again." And she says, "Derek, it's nice. That is, for me, a very good line." Also, of course, one can try and shoot a good line with someone as delectable as Jean Marsh. Everyone's sucking up to everybody tonight, so I must have a go with her now. And to try and do a good line, what I would say to her, "Oh, you tartan-clad beauty, you little devil. You clever, witty authoress, those lovely linked..."
Jean Marsh has challenged you.
I'm not from the Highlands. It's deviation.
I must point out to our listeners that the reason Derek talked about a tartan-clad beauty was because Jean Marsh is dressed in a tartan. Looks like a Royal Stuart tartan to me. Is it?
Oh, I don't know, dear.
Right, but Jean, I agree with your challenge, so you take over the subject. You have 5 seconds on a good line starting now.
Derek Nimmo's suit has a really excellent line, and my wife doesn't understand it.
And she got the extra point for speaking when the whistle went. She's now got quite a strong lead at the end of that round. She's 4 ahead of Derek Nimmo and 7 ahead of Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams. Peter, your turn to begin. Peter Jones, I don't know whether you are Welsh originally, but we have a subject here, the unpronounceable Welsh names. Can you talk on the subject, about the subject, or in the subject for just a minute, starting now?
I'm Daitri Pedwa Punkwes Mathai Clithai Abadavid. Now, that's the only bit of Welsh I know, and it isn't a place name. I don't think some of the Welsh people can pronounce the names themselves. And if they can, how can one ever check up? They just blabber on about something, you know, about multisyllable. I have actually repeated myself, I think.
He's a self-confessed repeater.
I wouldn't confess it, Peter. They'll either may not notice it or they'll be generous and let you get away with it as you have done.
Well, it seemed to be rather boring anyway.
Derek, I agree with your challenge. 34 seconds. Unpronounceable Welsh names starting now.
Well, my Aunt Beatrice, who lives in Prestatyn in North Wales, always teaches me, or tries to teach me, to speak. And I repeat myself, too.
My foot slipped on the thing.
Your foot slipped? Is that how you do your buzzer?
Thumb,
on your foot?
Yes. My thumb slipped on the buzzer. No, mistake.
Well, I would just say something. After all, he might have slipped up in some way.
Well, a very funny thing happened to me on my way to the
Well, I would have said a repetition of Aunt Beatrice. She comes into every programme, doesn't she?
Oh, yes, all right. I'll a repetition of Aunt Beatrice.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid he hadn't repeated in this round, so...
No, well, then I shouldn't listen to the chairman, of course.
No, well, Derek, you have 36 seconds to continue on unpronounceable Welsh names starting now.
It's all those L's that make it so difficult, isn't it, really? I can't do it frightfully well, but when I was going once from Bangor to Anglesey, I noticed by the wayside a road sign pointing to the left. I followed the pathway down to this little village, and there was an old man there called Di Jones. Very nice, remarkable. Old boy, long white moustache and whiskers, very attractive, blue sparkling eyes, Celtic, obviously so. Interesting.
There's one thing, you know, if you can manage to keep going so quickly with clarity, often it's difficult to hear whether the person has repeated themselves or not, which Derek did very admirably. And I'm afraid we have no more time to play Just a Minute this week, so I will give you the final score. Kenneth finished, alas, in fourth place, even though he did this magnificent piece about what it was now, but he did it very well.
Forgotten already, is he?
Anyway, and Peter Jones did extremely well, but he was a few points behind Derek Nimmo, but Derek came with a flourish at the end to finish only 1 point behind our guest, who has returned again and triumphed over the three chaps, Jean Marsh. Of just a minute, and we'll want to tune in again. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.